Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening. You're on the air with Poetic Energy on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am so glad to be this tonight on the air, waiting for the poets to come in. We're going to be just on the air for an hour this evening. I've had a very, very long day, but I always got to keep it in and give the poets opportunity to come on and share their talents. I am so blessed to be able to, you know, have a radio show that gives opportunities to poets and authors and panelists, different people who come on the air. I just want to, you know, before the show gets started, I do want to just mention that we will be airing from this point forward 4 days. Every second and fourth Sunday, Monday, we will be doing our educational segment on the Poetic Energy Radio Show every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on which day a feature author wishes to come on the show. We will be featuring authors on a regular basis, musicians, and that will be the Tuesday or Wednesday. And every Thursday night, you know, is our open mic night. We decided to switch up those days and just switch up so the poets will have an opportunity to be on a little bit longer. And on Sundays, we will have our morning inspiration and candid conversation show, and that will be every week. So I just wanted to get those few things out and give the poets the opportunity to, you know, come into the show. I do see some callers on the air. So we're just going to go ahead and get everything started. We're going to pull our first caller in and let them bless us and grace us with a piece of theirs. We're going to connect caller 403 area code. You're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Welcome.
Hi, Poetic Energy. It's Joan Littman calling.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's probably
wonderful
to connect a voice with a face.
it's kind of neat, isn't it?
So what are you going to recite for us this evening? We're excited to hear something from you because you write so wonderfully.
Why, thank you. Well, I was going to recite Toad Kissing.
Okay, let's have it.
Okay. I was searching for a prince to love with all my heart, but I didn't know how to find him or even where to start. I learned from my computer there were guys that I could meet through the online dating pool, so I jumped in with both feet. I met one guy for coffee. He wouldn't shake my hand, but he wanted to have sex with me. He already had it planned. I told him, thanks, but no thanks. I wasn't joining him in bed. He was cold, aloof, and creepy. I thought I'd end up dead. There was a motorbike fanatic who boldly did suggest the only thing I needed was a tattoo on my breast. I told him my breasts are happy just the way they are. They don't need a Harley on them. Then I sped off in my car. One still lived with his mama. At the age of 48, He asked, could he move in with me? This was on our second date. I told him, just a minute. You've told me that you're broke. Now you want me to support you? This surely is a joke. I despaired of ever finding the man who filled my dreams, because each one I'd encountered was plotting nasty schemes. Some guys wanted my money. Some only wanted sex. There was even one who threatened to cast on me a hex. He said that God had told him I was meant to be his wife, and if I was resistant, I would be cursed for life. I told him he was crazy, and God did not work that way. I told him he could go to hell, and that's where he could stay. One man claimed he wanted me to be the queen in his life, but that went out the window when I learned he had a wife. So I told him to keep on looking, because I'm not the harem sort. He'd have to find some other girl to join him in his court. Then I found one who seemed different, and I wondered, could it be? After meeting all those crazies, was there still a chance for me? I got to know him through our emails and chatting on MSN. We talked on the phone for hours and on webcam now and then. My son took me to meet him, and there was instant chemistry. I couldn't help but wonder, is he the one for me? A year of distance dating, and my prince proposed to me. Now 3 years of marriage later, we're still happy as can be. The moral of this story, in case you want to know, is if you want to find your prince, you might have to kiss some toads.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. We have something that we do here on the show. Absolutely awesome. We have someone in the chat room said, Jones, that was an awesome poem. My family listened to it, and this was very engaging and oh so great. Lots of talent. Woo woo! Wow, Jones, we're supposed to stay on the internet, and you already got a five. People loving you. That was amazing. You have a great narrative for us. Yeah, I love that, Jones. So glad you made it. Yes. We certainly appreciated that poem. And that was, you know what, that is a story that a lot of people probably can relate to. That is,
I think so. Yeah.
But yours turned out to be a wonderful one. I like that.
Yeah, I like the way it turned out, too.
I can't wait until you... come on to the show. There's an invitation for you to come on to the show when you come out so we can help promote your book.
That would be wonderful.
You're very wonderful. Yes. I am so glad and delighted that you came out. We're going to go ahead and keep going here. Hopefully, if you can, continue to hang out. We're going to take some more callers here.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I enjoy your show.
Pleasure. Okay. Yeah,
thank you. Bye.
All right. That was Joan Lipman, you all. That was a wonderful, wonderful piece. She has a great narrative voice, and she soon has a book coming out, and we will make those announcements when she makes that information available to us. Okay. We just lost our caller. Okay. Nevertheless, we're going to keep on going. I am going to play Brother to the Night poem from the soundtrack Love Jones. We've played it before, but we had someone request it last weekend. We didn't get a chance to play it. So we're going to play it again this evening before another caller comes in, and then we're going to keep the show going. But thank you so much for, again, Joan Lipman, you all. So let's go on with Brother to the Night poem. Please enjoy. We'll be back.
All right, this is a little something I've been working on. It's new. I call it a blues for Nina. Be your slave. I've got to admit, girl, you're the shit, girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons, sister to the distant yet rising star? Is your name Yemiya? Oh, hell no, it's got to be Oshun. Ooh. Is that a smile me put on your face, child? Wide as a field of jasmine and clover. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. How on legs I'll spank your hoe. Who am I? It's not important. But they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. I'm trying to become the funk in your right. Who am I? I'll be whoever you say. But right now, I'm the sight-raped hunter, blindly pursuing you as my prey. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to dance to my rhythm. Make you dream archetypes of black angels in flight upon wings. Distorted, contorted, metaphoric jism. Come on, man. Fuck your man. I ain't worried about him. It's you who I want to step to my scene. Because rather than deal with the fallacy of this dry ass reality, I'd rather dance and romance your sweet ass in a wet dream. Who am I? Well, they all call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Trying to become the funk in your right. Is that all right?
Oh, that's all right, baby. Bravo!
Gary, I love her.
All right. That was Brother to the Night from the soundtrack Love Jones. That's a favorite of a lot of people. And that came by special request. Someone asked for me to play that last week, and we didn't get a chance to play it last week. So, and they're not here, but they'll know that I played it once they enter the archives. But we're just going to keep the show going. That again, was a wonderful piece, and we'd like to thank again Joan Whitman for showing up to the show to recite that wonderful piece. She did. We're going to take the next caller on the line. Caller from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have with here? Caller from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy.
Hi, it's Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hey, Strong Island. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
I'm
doing good. Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear you.
I said I'm doing good.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. You always, I love it. I just want to say this really quickly. I appreciate the love and support that you show to the show, your great contribution to the success of the show. And we just love that you show up and show us love. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So you going to do a piece for us this evening?
Yes, I am. It's called, it's actually called Replay.
Okay.
And it goes like this.
All right.
Okay. Come get this clit. Use your tongue to lick it quick. Oh, no, don't you go. Let's take this game all the way, climbing 1 foot at a time, bracing for that deep, deep penetration. That will begin your mission. Riding slow at first, enjoying the vibrations of the deep penetration, eyes rolling back, sounds being made. It is just a shame that this is all just a game. Reality setting in. This all will be over when I come, you come, we come together. Passionate kisses placed so gently in the right places. You look at the time and say, your ride is over for this day. Maybe later we'll replay. The end.
And that's that piece?
That's the end of the piece.
All right, let me clap it up for my sister. Yes. We so appreciate you.
Thank you.
That was Strong Island, y'all. That was Strong Island. Yes. All right, serving it up. All right, Miss Strong Island, we hope you can hang out if you can. If not, we always know that you appreciate the love you show to the show. We're going to connect my co-host in and keep the show going.
Okay, now.
Okay,
hello,
DBG. How are you?
What's good in the hood, girl?
Nothing much. We're gonna keep it going here. I'm so glad you made it. And is everything all right? You know what? I just want to say on the air, I just appreciate my co-host, the commitment. You know, he came rushing after work just to be on the show with me, and I so appreciate that. You can never, you know, tell a person thank you enough.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, baby, and you're welcome. I heard Miss Joan was in the group tonight. Is that true?
Yes, you missed her. She recited a wonderful piece.
Is she still here?
A great narrative voice. I'm going to have her as a featured guest on the show pretty soon.
Is she still here?
I enjoyed her. She called from Canada, so, you know, that's a long time to hold on from Canada.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry I missed you. I'm a big fan.
Yes, I am a big fan of hers as well, and I'm glad she had an opportunity to call in. Well, we're going to go ahead and keep the show rolling and take in the next caller here. Caller from the 336 area code, you're on the air reporting energy. It's TVG. Who do we have
well,
with
good
us?
Good evening. You got a poet to say to mine. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing
what's
pretty
poet?
Good. What's good
we
with
glad you?
Glad you
came. What are you going to say for us, you know, recite for us today?
I got a little poem that I wrote. It's called Beauty.
All right, we're ready for you. We so enjoyed you the last time.
All right, here we go. When I look into your eyes, I look deep inside. I'm looking deep down where your true beauty resides. Much further than your body, much further than your face. Deep in your heart is where your true beauty is resting place. See, it's the way you show you care and the little things that you say. It's what makes you so beautiful in such a beautiful way. Your inner beauty shows just who you really are. And that beautiful smile of yours outshines the brightest star. Your beautiful smile warms my heart like the rays of the sun. It's your inner beauty, baby, that makes me know that you're the one. But your outer beauty is also beautiful, too. Smile so bright, skin soft, silky smooth. Your eye, your eye candy, baby, and you can't be beat. I got sweet you. Want to be my treat? Big beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Well, I see true beauty in you, so come let me hold you. Come to me, baby. Let me look into your heart through your eyes, because I know that's where your true inner beauty lies. Beauty.
All right,
and
that's brother.
That you know what? Yeah. I just got to do this. Just hold on. I have to do this.
for that piece. Woo!
Love it when you come here, because that was a great piece. You just have a great way of touching the heart, and I so appreciate you coming through.
Well, thank
you
for allowing me.
You're a chef, right? Also, right?
Say again.
You're a chef, also, right?
Yes. In fact, I was supposed to do my show last night, but my server crashed, so I'm doing it tonight at 11.
Okay. Yeah, you can share that with us, and, you know, make sure you put
is
it in the chat.
Is this the brother that said his name is the Cognac Chef?
You know it.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, man, it's good. Yeah, I'm the Cognac Chef. When I'm not doing my poetry, I'm putting it down in the kitchen, getting my cook on, putting some dishes together so everybody can enjoy it. And on my show, when I do my show, I always give a dish out, and then I always give some pointers out for the brothers, so they can keep that mood intimate with that special someone. But it's not just for the brothers, it's also for the ladies. I'll spit a little poetry, you know, make the mood right. So if a couple sit there and they enjoying it together.
In other words, you're telling me if I come to your show, you're going to give me some pointers on what makes the women tweet with the cooking.
Well, here's the thing, you know, brothers like yourself, I'm sure, you know what I'm saying, you get your game together. But there's some brothers out there, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to figure out what they can do to keep their game tight. So when they come through, you know, I got a little meal they can put together for the ladies, you know, I give them little hints of what they can do to kind of keep that mood right, try to keep that lady interested. You know what I'm saying? I've been on mine 15 years. So, you know, I mean, obviously I must be doing something right.
All right.
You know, I put a link to your show on my page. So, you know, I got to stay connected with you because I need some of them recipes you're talking about. And that poetry to go with it, that's a good combination there.
good combination. So.
All right, Poetic State of Mind, again, we want to thank you for that piece, brother. We so enjoy you every time you come through.
I enjoy the show. That's why I keep coming back. Great host,
okay.
Great co-host, great show
so
altogether.
We hope you can hang out. If not, we'll see you on your show at 11.
That's what's up.
Yeah, all
right. Have a good one.
All right. That was Poetic State of Mind, y'all. He always bring it through real good. So we're just going to keep the show moving and cracking. I am going to share with you a piece that I have. It is relatively, I'm going to share with you just a couple short piece. It's called Strawberry. It's very, very short. It's a short piece. It's called Strawberry. Sensual interludes mapping my lover's chest, taking in the essence of his exuberant passion suggests ravishing moments will be filled with sentimental embrace. Angelic radiance will never leave my face's trace. Weighing in his love for me on a lover's scale, measuring to a level of prevail, borrowing wisdom from my grandmother's advice to keep love strong, unlaced, excited at the mere suggestion of his commitment to love, to live harmonious in one space, reiterated vows of a heavenly interface, reaching our golden years in love without an intermission of division yields an internal love of respect and sweet submission. And that's that piece, Strawberry. All right. And I'm just going to give you just little poems here and there, but I have a rather lengthy voice. And some of my poems are, you know, I have a poem, y'all, that's actually 5 minutes long that I did at the engagement a couple of weeks ago. But they were loving on it, so I'm just trying to keep it short here so we can let everybody get it in. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to have, we got a lot of people in the chat room. Anybody?
Get Ms. Jones back on the line, please. I got to hear this woman.
Joan, Joan. Oh, she made it back into the chat room. All right, all right. All right.
I've been reading her stuff for so long, and you know, I would love to hear. She probably sounds like a little English lady, I bet.
Joan sounds so nice. She has such a very narrative voice. I really enjoyed her. And,
does she sound like this?
So,
does she sound like Blog Talk Radio?
She has a very nice voice. Joan,
okay.
If you're listening, you have a special request from CVG. He missed you, so if you have another piece, please call back into the show. But until then, we're going to keep it going here. CVG, do you have a piece for us?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Did you say me? I got something,
yeah.
I guess. Hold on a second. I wasn't planning on you calling on me so soon tonight.
Joan said she's going back upstairs.
I seen her. Thank you, Joan.
Okay.
Okay. This poem is called Just Like You. I'm a big man. The rock you lean on. The strong arm you depend on. The shoulder you cry on. And whose love you rely on. I'm your protector when in need, the man who planted our seed, the father, yes indeed, but I'm human just like you. I have feelings as you do. I may be your rock, but rocks crumble too. Look at my tear-stained cheeks, let you know my shield can leak. I stand here solid as an oak, never ever with loss of hope, but I hurt like you do. My heart aches too. I hold you when you cry. I'm your front when you're shy. When you shed tears, I hold you tight. But who holds me when I cry at night? Hiding, not wanting you to know that your man has pains and sorrows. There's a sensitive man in me, hidden by my masculinity. I have feelings just like you. Just like you, my heart breaks too. So does this mean that you're my oak, or does it mean you're my hope? Did you ever think I may need to lean on you? You have no idea the impact you have and how I rely on you just being you. Trying to hide signs when I seem weak, making sure with you I'm complete. So let me turn to you, for you are my need too. I'm just like you, feeling just like you do, and that's my piece.
All right, all right. That was my co-host, y'all. Let's clap it up for you.
Thank you, thank you.
Deserves that. All right, all right. Let's keep the show going here. We see, we have Joan back on the air. So we're going to connect her in here so she can recite another piece. Hi, Joan. You're back on the air.
Hi.
Hello,
hi, I heard
Joan.
From the chat room. Hi, Steve.
How
I don't
are
sound
you?
Like a little English lady.
No, you don't. You don't sound like a little English lady. I feel like teasing somebody tonight.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I need a stress reliever, so I need to laugh tonight.
Well, I'll see what I can do for you.
Yeah, give me one of those funny ones to make me laugh, please.
Okay, this one's called 3 Hours to Heaven. It's
okay.
Friday afternoon. My work is done. It's finally time to go have fun. Shut off the computer, lock the door. Looking forward to what's in store. Grab a couple CDs that I can play and a nice cappuccino to sip on the way. Slide in a disc, get the bass a-pounding. Classic rock and roll in my car resounding. Head out on the highway, put the pedal down. See y'all later, I'm leaving town. Glance at the clock, it's 4:05. 3 hours of driving till I arrive at the home of my baby, oh so sweet. Got cruise control on because I've got lead feet. My thoughts start to wander as I zoom along, and soon I'm composing a poetic song. Seems like a keeper, need to write it down. Go digging for some paper, but then I frown. Can't take notes while driving, once I gave it a try, but soon realized that's a good way to die. Look back at the clock, now it's 5:07. Just a couple more hours and I'll be in heaven. Switch the CD to some country music, take a big drink, and then I lose it. If I were standing, I'd drop to my knees, because I just gave myself iced cap brain freeze. With tears in my eyes, I grit my teeth until I feel that blessed relief. Can't write poems, can't take a big drink, can only drive along and think, think, think. Think about my kids, think about money, think about loving with my sweet honey. That's how I can spend my time, and now the clock shows 6:09. The time is passing, but oh so slow. I'm not very patient, I want to see my beau. The traffic's got heavy, and oh wow, on the side of the road there stands a cow. Whew, safely made it past that bovine stray, and she's still just standing, munching hay. My ice cap is melted, and a crooner from the past is singing about heartbreak. When at long last, I turn my car into the parking lot. I see my baby waiting, and like a shot, he's at my window for a honeyed kiss. Tongues caressing, consumed in bliss. Our smoldering passion cannot be denied. So with great haste, we go inside. Rose petals of pink and deepest red, a velvety path to the waiting bed. There resting upon the crisp white sheet, a single pink rose with fragrance sweet. My lover's arms encircle me, and we lose ourselves in ecstasy. A 3-hour drive, small price to pay for the taste of heaven we savored today.
Wow, that was beautiful.
And that's that piece, Joan.
That was beautiful, Joan.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Joan,
right.
thanks for coming back on and making me feel special.
You are special, Stevie. I've always thought so.
Well, I like that. Thank you very much. Now I feel really even
You're
more
You're very
special.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, everybody is loving you in the chat room. Very soothing voice.
Oh, that's
great.
Good to hear.
You're such a wonderful job. I'm so glad you came through because it was so important for us to hear your voice because we know how you write, but it's even more wonderful when we hear it. It's just a beautiful.
Okay, Joan.
So
now, do you sing, Joan?
Pardon me?
Do you sing?
Okay, the phone's breaking up a little bit. I couldn't tell what you said.
I said, do you sing?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
You know what? It's highly requested that I don't. I don't sing well.
Hey, well, you just tried to include singers in the chat room.
Yeah.
I was just asking because my partner's trying to recruit singers in the chat room. Any singers out there, get on.
I just know I'm not one of them.
Miss Charlene, get on and tell us about your book, baby.
All right, Joe, we so appreciate you coming back and blessing us with another piece. We hope that you will continue to come out and share your voice with the world because it's so beautiful, and I know a lot of people will embrace your poetry.
Joe, it's a pleasure putting
so
the voice with the face.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right, honey, thanks for coming
out. Very much. Okay, bye.
Right. Good night.
All right, y'all, we're just going to keep it going here.
Wait a minute, hold on, before you go, one more minute. Soft Kisses, I know you can sing. Get on and sing. Dial up, dial in.
Oh, Soft Kisses can sing. Oh, she didn't tell us that.
Let me tell you something.
All right, Soft Kisses.
She is scared of
the
Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz.
We're putting you on the spot, Soft Kisses.
You heard
All right, y'all, who's that?
She is scared as the Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz. She ain't gonna get on here and say. You might as well take your next caller.
So, Kisses, I hear a challenge. All right. Before we move on, I do have, I want to quickly say before we take in the next caller that next month, the first Thursday of next month, we are going to be doing promotional, giving out promotional prizes to that creates the most buzz in the chat room for a piece that you have read that evening. So, you know, let everybody know that we will have either T-shirts, give away either T-shirt caps, tote bags, keychains, whatever. But it's all, you know, for the promotion of the Poetic Energy Radio Show. So we will be having those items available next month. So let everybody know that we're trying to do our thing over here. So with that said, we're going to take in the next caller, and that caller will be caller 609. You're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have on the air?
Charlene, Miss Charlene.
What's up, Miss Jersey?
Hey, Charlene,
in the house. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
That's my home girl. Now we have to treat her with extra special respect. Go ahead, Miss Charlene.
Well, I'm on the radio talking about the co-authored book that's on available on Amazon.com. It's called Bruised But Not Broken. It's a group of inspirational writers who write different chapters on women's issues, including self-esteem, toxic relationships, building the inner person. And it was a joy to write. I just wanted to come on the radio and talk about it for a minute.
Okay. Go on. Do your thing. Why don't you recite a piece from it, too?
I can't sing.
No. Okay. You don't sing, but you do read, right?
Yes.
Is it poetry?
No, it's not poetry.
Well,
okay. My chapter is on... Excuse me?
I say it's open mic, so we'll see a few information from you. It's a book that you compiled together?
Yes. It's a book compiled by 25 different authors.
Okay, what is it, like short stories or?
Well, each of us have written a different chapter. Again, it's based on women's issues. Mine is the importance of sisterhood.
Okay.
All right.
And
how long is the chapter?
Well, each chapter is only about maybe 10 pages. Again, it's 25 different people.
Okay, we have 22 minutes left in the show.
Why don't you type your site on where we can buy your book at, and where we can reach you at in the chat room,
okay.
So everybody can know how to reach Miss Charlene.
So yes.
All right.
Thank you. I will.
What I can do, Charlene, is invite you as a featured guest to come on and specifically talk about your book and. Your after the show, we can get your. Well, I have your information, so if you don't mind, I can call you sometime tomorrow because it'll probably be too late to call you.
Oh, definitely.
And have you on the? Yeah, you can be a featured guest on the show.
Thank you so much,
Charlene.
Yes.
And I'll definitely give you a call on tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because we support authors and poets and musicians, everybody in regards to the arts.
As
anybody.
I was told, that's one of the reasons why I was looking forward to coming on.
Well, that's
okay.
Good. We're glad you stopped through.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
Hope to have you as a featured guest one day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That was Miss Charlene, you all. We're going to have her on as a featured guest, and we will make those announcements when we get all the arrangements available. So we're going to go ahead and take in, okay, we lost that caller. All right. But we're going to keep the show going. We have 20 minutes left in the show, and I am going to kind of, take a little break here and play a little music here so that we can keep the show going afterwards. But let's bring on a little Montel Jordan and Motifa. And we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Okay. Play the music.
All right, it's not working here.
Okay. Play the music.
I'm trying, partner. I'm trying to rush up. Hold on. Okay, let's go with something else here.
Okay. Play the music.
All right, Blog Talk Radio.
You gonna get on and sing or what?
All righty, wait a minute here.
She's having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
I guess we're gonna have to continue.
I think you're By Montel Jordan and Motif, Neither One of Us. Every now and again, we'll play a little music when we nature calls, but nevertheless, we got to keep the show rolling, and we thank you guys for hanging out with us this evening. We just want to take a few moments just to acknowledge our guests in the guest room, chat room. Black homeschoolers, welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us. Guest 5995, guest Joan L., Miss Charlene, R. Yerby, Soft Kisses 63, Stevie G., my co-host, and Strong Island 631. We did have some other guests in the chat room. Miss Lady Z was in the house. We just want to thank you all for just stopping by and showing the show a little bit of love this evening. We have 13 minutes remaining in the show, so we're going to just keep it moving and take our next caller. Caller 404, you're on the air with Poetic Energy and CVG. Who do we have here with us this evening?
404, you on the
air? I'm sorry? Caller from the 404 area code, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
I guess 404 don't want to take the floor.
Okay, we'll come back. Caller 631, you're back on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Okay.
Strong Island 631.
All right, Strong Island in the house.
Okay, I have another call. This one is called Run Fast.
Okay.
It goes like this. Run through the door, run fast and don't look back, because we are under attack. Duck and dive, try, you will never get us from behind. Under the bed, because like I once said before, just open up the door. Let the true meaning of one body, soul, and spirit come and lead you through it. Be quick and not too slow. It's not for show. Don't gravitate towards the end. You could possibly win, my friend. The end.
Hello? Is that it?
Yes, that's it. It was short today.
All right, Strong Island.
Strong Island, we always love it when you come through. We got to show you a little bit of love here. Hold on a second here. All right, Miss Strong Island in the house. We so love you for coming through again, hanging out with us. You're a favorite of our show. All right. We're going to try to take the next caller here. All right, caller from the 404 area code. You're on the air with Poetic ESCBG. Who do we have on the air with us? Okay, all right. They disconnect. Well, that's all right. We've got 10 minutes left in the show, and we're just going to keep the party going. I got a little private message here from somebody that heard my piece, Key to My Heart. So I'm going to do that one by request again. Okay, this one is called Keys to My Heart. Crepes decorated with strawberries and cream. Banana nut pancakes covered with freshly sliced bananas with sear vet pores like silk. or washed down with a warm cup of milk. The International House of Pancakes is the spot where we chose to collaborate and connect the dots. We wanted to create a long-lasting friendship, so we both decided to make a commitment to truly understand what it is to be intimate. He took my hand, I made a stand. Right then and there, we made a decree that the purest form of intimacy was to practice safe sex, celibacy. This intimacy tip was a trip, but as our life stories began to unfold, truth be told, this kind of love is what makes true love whole. With lyrical projections and heartfelt expressions, he knew that I wanted more than a man with an erection. I needed a man that gave me a spiritual connection. With much conversation, we covered so many important topics. We found that we had so much in common. We were walking the same path and walking parallel on every track. Our friendship deepened, and not a day would go by where we didn't call or stop by just to say hi. Sometimes holding one another and kissing passionately, our loins would ignite a volcanic fire. At any time we wanted to rumble in the hay to have intercourse, he penetrated me, not between my thighs, but with his loving eyes. We showed one another that true intimacy made you free. There were no inhibitions, no limits, or hazardous conditions. The love and friendship we shared with one another made headlines and graced major magazine covers. Sometimes I am amused that he chose me as his muse. I know this sounds like fantasy, but this man is chasing me. Like the prince searching for Cinderella, seeing if the slippers fit, wanting to share his love is with great urgency, better yet, a state of emergency. I hear him praying to God, please guard our heart. While he's getting in position and making the transition from being the man in my vision and becoming my reality, and the only man written in my destiny to treasure and possess the key to my heart. And that's my peace.
Woo.
All right, that was my special request, y'all.
Girl, that was tight. I liked it a lot.
All right, thank you, TV. Thank you. All right. We got 6 minutes remaining in the show, and we're just going to keep it moving. Oh, Black Homeschooler, we're making a request from you to call in and render us a piece before the end of the show. Thank you all for the love in the chat room. Yes, yes, yes. Black Homeschoolers, we want to hear from you again. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving and rolling here. All right. I'm going to ask my co-host, do you have another piece, Stevie?
I'm going to try to do something if I can. I don't know how I'm going to work this out with music, but I'm going to try.
All right. Well, it'll work out. All right. While my co-host is getting it together, I have another little short piece. A very, very short one. It's
you
called
hear myself
frequently.
Feeding back? I don't know how I'm going to do this. Let me try.
Okay, I'm going to read this short piece, Steve, first. This piece is called Frequently. Frequently the rivers flow fluently as a calming wave, but when the sky cries with hail rain, the tide begins to rage in war. The planet trees are uprooted, tossed to and fro. The fat lady sings a solo peacefully in a melodious projection until reaching a note in a climatic opera tone, and the piece inside is erupted by a violent song, and the vocals scream with chords of despair and depression. My mental space becomes a homeless connection of mental peace. My physical casing feels hollow inside, void of vitality, until I reach out to the unspeakable peace spoken of in the Psalms. My cry is like a woman in travail. I want to repossess my intellectual perception, my mental peace. from the enemy who, like a thief in the night, tried to strip me of my mental peace that frequently abides in my temple, as well as the benefits of being a child of the shepherd elect. The kidnappers sought ransom for the priceless treasures of my gift of wisdom and mental discretion. But what he doesn't understand, I am a member of the presidential team and covered by the secret service of a host of divine beings. And when I am hit by the storm, but my branches bend but don't break. My leaves flap vigorously but don't fall and wither. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. My roots are pulled but are not uprooted. And the melody of music in the court of divine beings directed my meditation keeps my mental peace safe from being mentally jacked by the terrors of mental attack. Frequently burned for the divine energy of the angelic halo will keep my soul in perfect peace. And that's my peace. Hey. All right. Let me clap it, all right? We have 3 minutes left in the show. We're going to let my co-host come in really quickly.
I wanted to do, so I'm just going to read something. How about that?
All right.
Okay. This is called Blessed with a Sister. The greatest gift from God to man is you, the flower of the earth, sparkled with morning dew. Soft to touch, so delicate you are, nothing as bright to me, not even a shining star. Easy to view, admired by all, colorful and brisk like foliage and fall, warm and sensual as that of a spring night, graceful as an eagle gliding in flight. Beautiful cocoa, caramel, and creamy, like a summer's eve, hot and steamy. The love of some, the envy of most, next to my heart, I hold you close. Black woman, you are the brightest of all stars. Proud and erect with your stance so tall, the most gorgeous woman of them all. A daughter, a mother, a sister, a niece, a godsend, a symbol of peace. A queen next to me on my throne, the woman I need to help build my home. Black woman, you are the essence of earth, and underestimated is your worth. I love you, black woman. You are to me my life, my love, my family, and that's my peace.
PVG, my co-host, y'all brought it down. In the last hour, in the last minute. All right, Stevie G, we got to show you some love for that one. Yes. All right, y'all, that was my co-host, Stevie G. Yes. He brought it down in the last hour. We got 1 minute left in the show. I'd just like to take this moment to thank everyone for hanging out with the Poetic Energy Radio Show and with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Stevie G. We so love you and appreciate you for, sharing your voices with us and touching our hearts. We so hope that you will come out next Thursday and join us with our open mic or join one of our other shows either Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or perhaps, and open mic is on Thursday nights, and we also have our morning inspiration and candid conversations on Sunday mornings. So if you get a chance to come out and hang out, please do so. We so welcome you. And don't forget that the show will be, tell everybody that we will be giving out promotional items for the Poetic Energy Radio Show for the hottest buzz of each poet that's in the chat room. If you get the most buzz, we will give you one of our promotional items. It could either be a T-shirt, a hat, a tote bag, or a keychain. But those are things that we're going to be giving away in the show during the open mic segment. We will announce the winner, and you'll be able to tell from the archive. We'll be able to tell from the archives or who has the most buzz, or if someone calls in and says that I really, how much they enjoyed a certain poet, we will make sure we write down those points and definitely stay in touch with that person so that we can give their item or send it to them. All right. Thank y'all for coming out. We love you. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. We're signing off with Jim. Stop. Forgive me.
Good night.
Give me, 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 give me